Andrew.
No! Now that's the button that will kill everyone! Try again.
I am Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I am Groot?
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
No! That's exactly what you just said! How is that even possible? Which button is the button you're supposed to push? Point to it.
Rhyme.
And treason.
Higher. I think I'll start a forest fire. There's a forest fire climbing the hill, but it was California hoes. They run, 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 run from the fire. But some of us stay and watch, and we think the future is gone. Bars, security guards. Is that a house or a fortress? Is this the rest of the world? You want to scuffle with bars, security guards. Is that a house or a prison? Now you're gonna get out. Electric bull and your dinner's cooked. Big sports cars and your boats. Getting fried, dry, 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 by the fire. With a scuffle with bars, five bites for the yard. It's a pleasure to watch you all melt. But hey, what about the cocaine? Stop out of the basement, be here and save it. Yeah, you're gonna need it. With a brand new pretty wife, she might still be inside. Even save her or your cocaine from the fire. But the doors and doors are locked. Took the burglar alarm cut off. Ever wonder why we laugh? Winners cover with bars, fixed by barbed wire. Never look so helpless, hang up the flames. Cameras watch on the walls, don't forget the doors. Now you're trapped in your prison, and how you gonna get out?
Episode 167, Tree Hugger, coming at you. Rhyme and Treason Radio, DJ Gower, DJ Matador. We are here in Chico. This one goes out to all the trees.
And the tree huggers, the hippies, the free spirits.
I fucking hate hippies, they're garbage. But I do support trees and Mother Nature and John Denver and his amazing Rocky Mountain High album. You should listen to it.
Why such strong disdain for the hippies?
Take a shower. Get a job.
Couldn't you say the same thing about a gutter punk?
Cut your hair.
Say the same thing about a gutter punk. Fucking, I can smell those piss-laden heroin addicts a fucking mile away. With their shitty attitudes and their fucking disposition against everything. You know? I mean, at least hippies, like, yeah, well, while some of them may smell because they're au naturel, right? They're not using deodorants that give you cancer and they're, you know, whatever, bathing in patchouli oil and shit. That's fine because at least they're
Tom's
like...
Tom's baking soda-based products can suck my ass.
What I was saying, though, is that at least they are kind. Right? They're thoughtful. They're trying to, you know, think about things other than themselves. And I gotta say, that's a positive.
I'll say this. The hippie becomes the yuppie, becomes the city councilman that shuts down industry, shuts down a bunch of shit, puts some tree-hugging regulations. It's bullshit. I hate hippies.
Beto O'Rourke, anybody? I mean, there's definitely two sides to the same coin here. You know?
I do support the national parks. I love it, but stupid laws that are crap. Created by the hippies that are now yuppies that now are money-grubbing fucks.
Well, you know, there's... there's extremes, right? And like, and you want to jump right to the stereotypes when talking about something, right? Like, yeah, all hippies have dreadlocks and smell like patchouli, and it's just not the case, and it's not the reality. Like, hell, a lot of hippies I know don't even do drugs of any kind. They're just like really earthy people. Like, they feel more connected to the earth, if you will. Like, the trees and the plants and the birds and the animals, like, all have their place, and they feel like they want to be involved in that place. And this world that we've created with buildings and roads and cars and shit is not that place, right? This is a entirely man-made construct, right? We've isolated ourselves from the natural world to have all the things that we want, stores to go buy food and cars to get us from point A to point B, and nothing else in nature has that, right? I mean, so there's a certain element of, like, being more connected with the earth and the things of the planet, as opposed to this highly evolved, constantly moving forward, never looking back.
No, I get it. That's respectable. I don't know. But trees, they're awesome. The redwoods, the trees of mystery. I'd like to give it a shout out. Check that out. Giant Paul Bunyan. Blade the Babe the Blue Ox has balls you can pose with.
Big blue balls.
Gotta get the ball pick every time.
I think every man has to have his picture taken under the big blue balls, because we can all relate at some point in our lives.
Yep. So anyway, this one goes out to the trees, and it's a lot of tree tracks, nature tracks.
Speaking of, like, where nature can, like, deceive you and fuck with you and shit, though, too, right? Because nature's not all fucking rainbows and, you know, waterfalls and shit. Like,
fires are natural.
Dude, there's vicious-ass animals that will... You are the most delicious thing that they could possibly come across today.
Mountain lions.
So, while nature has its beauty and whatever, it has its savagery, too, right? And so, it's that savagery that was... seen the other day. There was this hilarious video. You see these two bunny rabbits there, right? And one bunny rabbit is clearly now deceased, and the other bunny is looking a little distraught. Like, it keeps poking at it and walking around it, and you're thinking, oh shit, man, this is like The Notebook, man. I'm gonna fucking cry here. This bunny loves this other bunny so much. Like, look at him, he's just so cute, and he just wants his friend to move. And then after like 10 seconds of poking around and realizing that this other bunny doesn't move, he just gets up behind him and starts fucking the shit out of this dead bunny.
Yeah, some bunny necrophilia at 7:30 in the a.m. on a Sunday morning.
That's where the trees are, motherfucker.
But nah. Anyway, here comes some more tree hugging tracks.
They wouldn't let us in.
That's true. Here it comes, tree hugger rhyme.
And namaste of treason.
Child, all the product of it all. No televisions in the air, no circumcisions on the chair. You made the weapons for us all. Just look at us now! Why can't you see that you are my child? Why don't you know that you are my mine? Tell everyone in the world that I'm you. Take this promise to the end of you.
I'm going to devote myself completely to the cause.
Look, bro, just because you come in here with your Birkenstocks and your fish t-shirt doesn't mean you're devoted. It means you're a total poser.
Wow. You know what, man? I'm just going to go then, I guess. You know, I'll take my Birkenstocks and my fish t-shirt and my kind bud with me.
What?
In the car driving home, by myself, not alone. One more fish in the net, not even halfway yet. Cities surrounding me, concrete is drowning me. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. Paperwork pushers, you can't tell me what to do. Cubicle politics, underhand dirty tricks. All your technology still won't acknowledge me. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. Shrink wrapped and sterilized, fairy tales in disguise. Photoshop, auto-tune, served on a silver spoon. Virtual parody of a humanity. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. From side to side, peacefully rock goodbye. Here on the breeze, in my tranquility, no one to disagree. Hurry or trouble me, not even gravity. Far from the city glow, there is a place we go. Green growing paradise, come with me, don't think twice. I've got the remedy for this calamity. Seems like a pretty good time to go climb a tree. Yeah, 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 to go climb a tree.
Thank you.
niggas tryna get it, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, yeah, nigga, tell me, is you with it, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion was persuasive.
Was persuasive, was persuasive.
From 9 to 5, I know it's vacant, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Dreams,
yeah,
bitch, of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers.
Back
do.
When condom rappers wasn't cool.
They wasn't cool, they wasn't.
I fucked Shireen and went to tell my bros.
Tell my bros, tell my
then
bros.
Then Usher Raymond let it burn came on.
That burn came on, that burn came on.
I saw Saul and I tie rhyming, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Park,
yeah,
the car, then we start rhyming, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
The only, yeah, thing we had to free our mind.
Free our mind.
Then freeze that verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs. See dollar,
you looking like an easy come up, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
A silver,
yeah,
spoon,
bitch.
I know you come from, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
And that's,
yeah,
a lifestyle that we never knew.
We never knew.
Go at a revenue for the revenue.
It go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah, nah, $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say fuck them niggas that you game with. That's just how I feel. Nah, nah. $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to a million, then we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers do.
Bump that new E-40 at the school.
Way at the school, way at the school.
You know big ballin' with my homies. Earl Stevens had us thinking rational.
Thinking rational, that's rational.
Back to reality, we poor, ya bitch.
Ya bitch.
Another casualty at war, ya bitch.
Ya bitch.
Two bullets in my Uncle Tony head.
My Tony head, my Tony.
He said one day I'll be on tour, ya bitch.
Ya bitch.
That Louis burgers never be the same.
Won't be the same, won't be the same.
A Louis belt and never ease that pain.
Won't ease that pain, won't ease.
But I'ma purchase when that day is jerking.
That day is jerking.
Pull off at churches with Pirelli skirting.
Pirelli skirting.
Gang signs out the window, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hoping,
yeah,
bitch, all of them offend you, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
They say,
yeah,
your bitch, hood is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold.
And we go crash it when nobody's
it's
home.
Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun.
I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah, nah, $8 might just fuck your main bitch, that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say fuck them niggas that you game with, that's just how I feel. Nah, nah, $8 might just make that lane switch, that's just how I feel. $8 might turn to a million, then we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Be the last one out to get this dough. No way, love one of your bucket-headed hoes. No way, hit the streets, then we break the code. No way, hit the brakes when they on patrol. No way, be the last one out to get this dough. No way, love one of your bucket-headed hoes. No way, hit the streets, then we break the code. No way, hit the brakes when they on patrol.
Magic rock up in them projects where them niggas pick your pockets. Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, pistols popping, baking soda, y'all are whipping. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put 5 for my daughter and them. Get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bands just like a parade, bitch. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do tell the truth, this the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect.
respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Okay.
You know what else has green tops? Trees. Called leaves. How about it? Wanna be a tree? You got tree envy, bitch? You wanna feel your bones brittle like wood? Feel your blood turn to sap? Mai Tai, prune me.
Jokes.
Sir, I just want to say that you have been doing some amazing work with the environment lately.
Well, thank you. Tell me, when you shop for produce at the supermarket, you bring your own natural canvas bags. You don't go in for that whack paper or plastic, right?
I mean, yeah,
So you shop for produce at the supermarket instead of your local greengrocer.
Captain.
That's the problem with you. You can't see the forest for the trees. Trap. Zap.
No, 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 get me.
Up here in my tree. Newspapers meant up to me. No, no more crows to my trading stories with the leaves instead.
Episode 167 coming at ya, the tree hugger. Already made my anti-hippie rant, but what's really fucked is now third world countries have all the equipment for clear cutting, strip mining, cutting down the rainforest.
What do you mean now? Like, what's, like, did...
Like, the last 30 years, they probably didn't have as sophisticated, you know, bulldozers and chainsaws and, you know.
But at the same time, that's their own habitat and environment, so, like,
that they're destroying. For it to make money, you know?
Well, but everybody's doing everything to make money nowadays, right? The complete globalization of everything, right? So... No stone is being left unturned and whatever. The strain that we've put on the natural resources of this planet is immense. Like, nothing we've ever seen in this scale and scope before. And it's going to have an effect. And so these, you know, hippie, granola earthy people, while they may seem, like, extreme in some ideologies, they may seem... far out, man, you know, but at the same time, there's some hard fucking truths that are being talked about there that need to be paid attention to, and you can't just dismiss it because of, you know, the way it's presented. Just like with our president, right? He posts some really extreme fucking ridiculous out there shit, but in some elements there's threads of truth there or threads of accuracy that, yes, there are problems with that, and we should address that. Not the way you're addressing it, but it should be addressed.
That's true. Like to give a shout out. It only lasted for 2 seasons, maybe 3. The Good Family, the animated cartoon, ripping on hippies. It's so funny. Mike Judge. He's brilliant and awesome.
Yep. So the hippie hate is real, but I can tell you, as you
the
know,
the Gooder store is where the guy works, and he drives a Prius, and it's amazing.
One of my favorite things to do was to go to a punk show in one of my Dead shirts. Like, I've been to Grateful Dead concerts. I go to Dave Matthews concert. Like, I'm pretty much a fucking hippie, man. But
you're not a hippie at all.
But at the same time, like, I'm going to fucking, you know.
You're a music fan, you know.
Going to punk shows, going to metal concerts,
I
like up in the mix.
Dave Matthews is hippie-ish at all. I don't know. I mean, Grateful Dead, yeah, but I mean, it's such an antiquated freaking.
The Dave Matthews scene is more of like the college hipster hippie.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's,
like I got a Subaru.
That's a whole different thing, you know.
I got a Subaru from my parents for going to college, and we're gonna road trip it and go see some concerts and like take some designer drugs and
Berkeley, California, the old naked man that we always see roaming the streets. Why?
I mean, he's been doing it for 40 years. Why would he stop now? Like, just because you don't like it? That's what, see, and that's the thing. Like,
I don't like it. I hate it.
But as a punk rocker, like, that's where my confusion sets in, right? Because you're purely punk in a lot of ways in that sense. And, you know, oh, I hate hippies and blah, blah, blah. Like, why is that guy walking around naked? Like, dude, that is fucking anarchy. That is truly anarchy. He is expressing himself the way that he wants to express himself. He doesn't give a fuck what anyone else thinks.
I just don't want to see a naked dude walking around on the city streets.
Okay, but then you don't want...
Or for that matter, an old naked lady would be just as... not as bad.
Then you don't want anarchy. You know? You want rules and you laws, want structure and rules and laws.
Go to your naked hippie commune or your fucking... geothermal pool and get naked there. Why you gotta do it on the street when I'm trying to walk?
I mean, aside from the pure fact that that's gotta be really dirty for him and really like uncomfortable, like walking on the sidewalk barefoot, like yeah, that's just nasty, yeah. Yo. Like, I mean, I don't really care.
Go to this amoeba. Oh, there's a naked hippie. Fuck. Killing my whole record store experience.
Well, at least you know he won't steal anything. He's got nowhere to put it.
Well, maybe in his ass. All right, here we go.
Oh, you went for the easy target.
Tree hugger. We love trees. And, yeah, we support national parks. the preservation of the forest.
I got DJ and Mrs. Gower a special gift at Christmas. There was a state parks pass. It's like nice. A little placard that lets you into all the different state parks.
So as long as the government is not shut down, she will be able to use that.
Oh, no. We'll be able to use it either way. It's just if the government shut down, we don't have to put the placard up because there's no one there to come by to check. Like they,
a lot of places shut the gates and stuff. I thought.
Well, yeah. After people came in and caused irreparable fucking damage and just completely trashed things and bathrooms were overflowing, and way to go, America! Way to show your classy fucking Walmart side, people. Just show up in your fucking RV and dump your shit everywhere because no one's there to stop you. Like, really? That's what you're gonna do? Like,
drugs are bad.
You're not gonna just do the same thing you normally would do, is like go and be respectful and take your trash with you, leave no trace, but enjoy the fact that you're getting to do it at no cost. Oh no, run over a fucking Joshua tree that's like 1,000 years old because it was in your way and you were trying to go off-roading. Fuck you.
Yep, I agree with that. Bullshit. Anyway, trees, they're awesome. But I'd like to give a shout out to forest maintenance. That needs to happen. You need to cut down dead trees. You need to thin out all kinds of shit.
Everyone in America needs to get a rake and rake the forest.
The burning fires in California this year were devastating, terrible, and could have been avoided if they just continued to maintain the forest like they did for years and years. But California's legislator
entirely inaccurate.
It was probably a fucking hippie. Not inaccurate at all. Bullshit. They used to always cut down dead trees. They used to thin out the forest. They used to maintain forests. Now they don't do shit in California. And it's burning to nothing, naturally.
Federal land, federal regulations, federal maintenance.
Yeah.
It was not California's to maintain.
The government. Fuck them. Anyway, we like trees. They're awesome.
We like trees. We don't like politics, so that's why we talk a lot of shit.
That's true. I like breathing, too. Definitely the mountain air.
So there'll be songs in here about trees or about nature or just kind of about the earth, I guess.
That's right. Going to be a good mix of coolness, and thanks for listening if you do. And
maybe look for a Captain Planet sound clip in there or something.
Like to give another shout out. Don Cheadle is Captain Planet. Have you seen it?
I've not.
Where he's evil.
I have not.
Funnyordie.com.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Grant's brand-new chairs that are squeaky as a motherfucker.
Thanks, Amazon Robot.
If you guys
assembled it incorrectly, making it squeak, where some guy would have done a better job, probably.
The automation of things.
Automation station. Anyway, here we go. Thanks for listening, Tree Hugger Rhyme.
And Technologies of Treason.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Standing at the bus stop with my shopping in my hands, when I'm overhearing elder ladies as the rumors start to fly. Hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe stall, every corner turned around. Starting with a schoolgirl who was running home to her mom and dad. Told them she was playing in the change room of the local football side. I said, tell us again. She told him again, tell us the truth. He found it hard to believe, cause he thought I was Steve. He can train me. Thought Uncle John was a father of three. Only takes one tree to make 1,000 matches. Only takes one match to burn 1,000 trees. 1,000 trees. Sitting in the classroom of a swimming pool with a matchstick man and man. At the scouts hall, at the football, where the wise we trust to pay. They all honor his name, did a lot for the game. Got his name locked up above the sports ground gates. And I'm ripping them down, stamping the ground. Picture gathers dust in the barn. The lunch, it takes one tree to make 1,000 matches. Only takes one match to burn 1,000 trees.
got his name knocked up about the sports ground gates. Now they're ripping him down, stepping the ground. Put together's dust in the barn. The lunch, it takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand trees. Thousand trees. Thousand trees.
I think I found one that has an interesting mark on it.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
That's the one that Mike chose.
A trillion bead.
Ooh.
I tell hug this tree. Hello, tree. I've been looking for you for so long.
Try to be ignored, to be polite.
the trees that tangle in the rakes. The leaves call out to me, what angle do you take? That leaves are glistening, rain, yes and morning dew. That leaves are listening, fine, that's what started us. This must be for someone else. The leaves of fate must be for someone else. Someone else. Someone else. Someone else. For someone else. For someone else. For someone else. For someone else.
Episode 167, closing out the show, Tree Hugger, all tracks about trees and how we love them. And,
love them or hate them?
I think I already gave it a shout out. John Denver, Rocky Mountain High is a hell of an album. Pretty fucking badass, to my surprise. I'm kind of a hater, as you all know.
I think he wrote the lyrics on a tree.
I could see that. I'm looking at the record cover right now. He's in the Rocky Mountains. It looks amazing. Pretty badass.
He's got that Rocky Mountain high.
That's true. Anyway, we're here in Chico. I'm trying to choke down a tasty IPA at 7. Ooh, we made it to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, buddy.
And I am struggling.
We're all struggling in our own way.
To drink this.
You know, we talk about nature and our love of nature and all that, but the scary shit out there right now is this, you know, for lack of a better term, global climate change, right? The climate of our Earth has always fluctuated and changed in different various stages. We've known of ice ages and things like that, where we sit today was under 9,000 feet of ice and shit, right? Like, that's crazy, right? Like, the whole valley, the whole Central Valley was carved by an ice rock pushing through, right? That's what caused that, right? A freaking glacier. And are we so naive to think that things will never evolve back in that direction, which will eventually allow all of that Earth to replenish itself and then melt away and then come back again as, you know?
Mother Nature, you can't change you. She's a nasty bitch.
She's been around a lot longer than we have. She had
ready
the shit
to reprimand
figured out.
Us all for our idiocy.
Humans
fracking.
Humans always strive for perfection, right? That's something that we always talk about as humans. We want perfection. We want it to be perfect. We want it to be exact, right? And nature has figured out that perfection is not an exact thing. It's an adaptation. That is perfection. Being flexible, being maneuverable, being adjustable. That's where perfection comes in. Look at any tree, look at any flower, anything like that. What's it do? It moves. It grows towards what gives it life, right? It grows towards the sun. A flower, like a sunflower, is a great example. Look at a time lapse of a sunflower in the field throughout the day. The head of that sunflower follows the sun throughout the day to get the maximum amount of energy that it can. It's being most efficient and most effective by being flexible and not being rigid in its stance and looking only for the perfect spot to get the most light. It knows that the way to do that is to be able to move.
There you go. Mother Nature. Trees. I love them. That's what this episode was about. We're closing it out. But yeah,
I can really tell that depth of love and passion. I can hear it in your voice there. It seems so just genuine. Like,
to just hold the mic to my stomach. I'm pregnant with about 8 pieces of pizza, dude. feel like I gained like 10 pounds in one day.
All.
Why? And of course, like, let's get my favorite kind of pizza from my favorite place at the end of the night after drinking a shitload of beer. Damn it, man.
Damn it. Yeah, you know, I mean.
Tom Jones, Celestino's, give it a shout out. God, it's delicious, but it hurts.
Local Chico pizza spot.
They're actually expanding throughout Northern California. There's one in Roseville.
There is. Yeah, it's been there for a while. Yeah,
and there's one.
But it's kind of like out in the middle of nowhere ish, so.
This guy's from SAC. He knows all the crazy shit.
Maybe. I know some things.
Lake Tahoe. I'd like to give that a shout out. Another great area.
Beautiful. Another example of nature's perfection.
Exactly. And trees are awesome. So let's try to save them. Here we go. Closing out the show. More music. Rhyme.
And breathe easier with trees. Of treason.
That's true. Canned air.
Perry air. For you Spaceball fans.
It's coming out. It's to a store near you, because without trees, no air circulation. Damn it.
So there it is, folks. Rhyme and trees, son.
You can hear me coming down the hall. If I could just hear your pretty voice, I don't think I need to see at all. Don't think I need to see at all. Soft hair in a velvet tongue, I wanna give you what you give to me. And every breath that is in your lungs is a tiny little gift to me. It's a tiny little gift to me.
Treason.